Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mom to Mom Radio Show, your time of encouragement, mom to mom. I'm Cindy Rushton, your hostess. We have a great show planned for you today. You want to see our show notes? We'll see them on our website at www.momtomomradioshow.com. And while you're online, drop by our website at www.cindyrushton.com. Ready for a new show? Well, grab a big cup of tea, settle in for a bit. It is now time for another Mom to Mom Radio Show. Good morning, everybody. This is Cindy Rushton, your hostess, and I want to welcome you to Mom to Mom Radio Show. This is definitely your time of encouragement, mom to mom. I think you're going to love our show today. I'll tell you more about it in just a second. But if this is your first time to join us and you're wondering, what on earth have I found? You have found a place on the web where you can be inspired, encouraged, and equipped for your call as a godly woman. You guys, I think you're going to love it. If this is your first time to find us, we have archives of our show, so you can get to see all the different topics I teach on or that we have as with our guests on the show. You can find that at our website, which is momtomomradioshow.com. There you'll find archives from the past almost 6 years. Can you believe it? I can't. We're about to have our 6th birthday in January, and boy, we're going to count down to that in the next few months and have a big, big, big party. You know, every 6-year-old should have a big party. But anyway, you can also subscribe to us, and that way we can stay in touch with you regularly. You can subscribe at our website to our mailing list. You can also subscribe by RSS feed through iTunes or through our feed that is right there at our site. If you wonder how all that works, there's the instructions right there at my website. Another great thing is that you can also tune in to our show every week here at Blog Talk Radio at 10 a.m. on Tuesday morning. We offer our show free, totally free. Did you get that? It is, and all the archives, by the way, are all free too. And you can either tune in live, or if you're on the site, you can join our chat room. Our chat room is open this morning. I'm so excited. I have been having technical problems for several weeks now, and you can imagine how I was elated and excited when I actually got the chat room to open this week. So you can click on the little chat icon there on our page here at Blog Talk Radio and go into the chat room, and I pray you guys will. I pray you guys will come in and chat with each other and get to know other like-minded mothers or like-minded women. I think you'll really enjoy it. You can also, if you've got to go run errands or you need to get moving in the middle of the show, well, guess what? You can always dial in to our show, too. Every week, again, dial in at 10 a.m. on Central Time on Tuesdays and dial in at 347-215-7321. Then you can take us on the go, whether it's on the go around your house or whether it's on the go on the road. Well, you guys, are you ready for a new show? Today, I am so excited to dig into another lesson in our series. You may say, series, uh-oh, have I missed it? Well, if you have, each of these sessions, each of these shows are completely individual. You can, of course, I think you actually will want to go back and listen to the archives, because we've been doing a study on what it means to become a Proverbs 31 woman. In other words, what it means to become a godly woman. And you guys, I think you're going to enjoy the series. If you missed any, they're right there in our archives. They're right there on our website. And today, we're going to talk about the topic of being dependable, what it means to be dependable. I think you're going to really love this one, and I think you're going to love the whole study, because one of my goals is to help you to see this is who you are. This is who you are as a woman. You may think, oh, that's such a tall bill. I feel like I'm almost feeling condemned by when I read that passage. Well, I think it's because we think that this is something that is so aloof, it's so out of touch, it's so impossible. And yet, if we really look at who you are and what you're about, we will find that you truly are the Proverbs 31 woman. Now, I'm not saying that we all have it down. That, not at all. This is an aspiration. This is something for us to commit our way to where we hear God and we live for Him. And I really do think you'll enjoy today's session. Today we're going to talk about what it means to be dependable, because a godly woman is dependable. Now, what I've been doing each week, I've been going to all my versions of the Bible, and I've been reading it, this passage from Proverbs 31, 10 through 31, from a different Bible every week. The reason for that is, I don't know if you guys have noticed, there are different words that will jump out when you read different versions. And I have really, it personally, enjoyed studying through all the different versions, and I thought you guys would too. So today what I'm going to read from is actually a Bible that you can get on the Internet. It's called the Net Bible. You can look that up on Google. It's, again, the Net Bible. And I'm going to read the passage, Proverbs 31, 10 through 31, from the Net Bible. It says, "Who can find a wife of noble character? For her value is far more than rubies. The heart of her husband has confidence in her, and he has no lack of gain. She brings him good and not evil all the days of her life. She obtains wool and flax, and she's pleased to work with her hands. She's like the merchant ships. She brings her food from afar. She also gets up while it is still night and provides food for her household and a portion to her female servants. She considers a field and buys it. From her own income, she plants a vineyard. She begins her work vigorously, she strengthens her arms. She knows that her merchandise is good, and her lamp does not go out by night. Her hands take hold of the distaff, and her hands grasp the spindle. She extends her hand to the poor and reaches out her hand to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all of her household are clothed in scarlet. She makes herself coverlets. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is well known in the city gate when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them. She supplies merchants with sashes." Almost got tongue-tied there. "She supplies merchants with sashes. She's clothed with strength and honor. She can laugh at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and loving instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also praises her. Many daughters have done valiantly, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord will be praised. Give her the credit for what she has accomplished and let her works praise her in the city gates." Is that powerful or what? Again, I love this. It came from the Net Bible. And real quick, I want to go back to our verses for today. I'm actually going to begin back in verse 10 and read through 12 again. Now, none of these were passages that we have covered in the past weeks, but I want to look at it from a different perspective this week. Again, let me read it. It's, "Who can find a wife of noble character? For her value is far more than rubies. The heart of her husband has confidence in her, and he has no lack of gain. She brings him good and not evil all the days of her life." I want to look at today what this means in this passage, and how that this shows us that the godly woman is one who is dependable. Dependable. Oh, yes. We're going to look at what it means to be dependable. And why you want to be dependable, why others need for you to be dependable, from your husband to your children to the people that in your family to your friends to those that you touch their lives, they are depending upon you. You know, this is not something we have an option with. As a matter of fact, I've said that probably every week. This is not an option. This is who we must be as we step up to our calling as a godly woman. We have to be dependable, so that our husbands can have full confidence and have no lack of gain. We need to be so dependable that our husbands and others can rely on us to bring them good and not evil all the days of our life. You know, that is truly priceless, especially in our culture today. This is, to me, what sets the Christian woman apart from a woman who's trying to do this on her own. You know, you can't do all this on your own. And I think that is really the point of the whole passage here in Proverbs 31. Is I think a lot of women get discouraged, they get overwhelmed, they think this is surely an impossibility. It would be if it were all upon us, but it's not. All of these qualities, all these things that we are called to do, we're not called to do it by ourselves. We're called to walk with our Heavenly Father, who will strengthen us and give us the ability, give us the wisdom to be able to step up to that call. He will give us the power to be able to step up to that call. You know, this is so priceless, but that's just it. You are priceless. You are worthy, precious, valuable, rare. You are worth more than jewels, diamonds, or rubies. You are dependable. So what does it mean to be dependable? How can we step up to this high call? Well, hold on tight. I recommend today you get your journal and open it, because we're going to look at what being dependable really means. First of all, it means having integrity from the inside out. You know, we hear a lot about integrity these days. In fact, you know, generally, if you see someone complaining about someone in leadership, the first thing they're going to be looking at is their integrity. Why? I think it's because we want to actually see something real and authentic in this culture today. In fact, do you know that the one thing that you will see as a trend in the church, I was reading something, I can't even remember which magazine I was looking at this past week, but they were looking at the adults who are around my children's age that are just beginning their lives, who are that new young adult group in the church. And they said that they are a very interesting generation, because actually they're the ones who are ushering in they're actually teaching us that the old things are passing away and they're not as relevant today, like small groups. Can you believe that? For some of you, you remember when small groups were the thing, the big buzz in churches, especially if you're like me and you've been involved in a Baptist church or if you've been around pretty much any denomination. Most of them talk about small groups, but actually it's becoming a thing of the past. Why? Because they're wanting to have a way that they can connect. They don't want just one person standing in front of the room. They want to have real dialogue, real authentic, meaningful relationships. People are searching for this. I'm talking about everywhere. If you look on the TV, you'll see that the big buzz right now happens to be reality shows. Have you asked yourself why? It's because I think people are tired of this airbrushed look. They're tired of the pressure to be a certain way, to look a certain way, to say certain things. What they're really crying out for is integrity from the inside out. And, you know, today we don't need any more women who look like they're something they're not. And I'm going to talk a lot about this today, because I really do believe it's time that we get real. You know, I even have a Yahoo group that's called Let's Get Real, and I think it's interesting how many of us, that is our heart cry, is to just be real. I remember sitting in the pit of depression, and part of the reason that I got so depressed was because of the pressures to please everybody in the world. Little did I know that I could just be who I was, and really who I am is enough, really. Because people are not looking for Little Miss Perfect. They're not looking for Supermom. They may think they are somewhere there, and sometimes I think they hold an expectation that can literally make us crumble. But what I'm saying is that people are not really looking for that, are they? Are you? Is that what you want out of me? Is that what you want out of you or your best friend? No. I think that what we really want is to see a person of integrity, integrity from the inside out. It is so rare, yet it's so priceless. And this is what being dependable, this is part of what being dependable means. It's being a woman with integrity from the inside out. And what I mean by that is that integrity is when you live consistently by God's absolute standard in all areas of life. You know, if we didn't live by God's absolutes, then if we just try to live consistently, you know what we're going to do? We're going to be going to and fro, you know, flittering around like the wind, because we're going to be pleasing people. And when we're pleasing people, we have no absolute to stand upon. So what integrity really is living consistently by God's absolute standard. And he has an absolute standard, and that may scare some of you, but let me tell you, it's easy. In fact, I always say it's easier for me to be a godly woman and to know this is what measures up as a godly woman than for me to not have a clarity and to do what I feel or to do what you want me to do or to try to please you this person or that person. Do you see what I'm saying? Now, integrity means that we live consistently by an absolute standard, which happens to be God's standard in all areas of life, that you're going to see the same person in relationships, whether it's their relationship with their husband or their kids, or their mama, or their daddy, or their mother-in-law, or father-in-law, whether it's their friends, or whether it's a total stranger, in every relationship, a godly woman is going to exhibit a consistency, an absolute standard that she lives by. You're not going to get a surprise there when you see her acting a certain way with certain people than other people. You know, I think that that's where we have some problems in the church today, is that a lot of Christian women play the little church game, and their kids are right there watching the inconsistency when they get in the car or the inconsistency when they're at their house. It is far easier. It may take some overcoming the flesh, but again, God's given us everything that we need to overcome our flesh. And yet, it may take overcoming in that area, battling that area of the flesh, to get consistent across the board. But you know, that's what we're called to be, is to have a woman of integrity in our relationships. Actually, you know what I really think? I really think if we give our very best to those who are in our priorities, that God has given us as our godly priorities, if we give them the very best, you're going to find that everybody's going to get the same person. Do you know what I mean? Well, of course. And I'm not talking – I'm talking that it has got to be lined up right. First, our relationship with God. If we don't give to him first, because I think it's kind of like one of those no-brainers, when we give to God first, he always gives us back overflow. So we're not even operating off of what we have within us. We're operating off of his overflow that just sloshes onto all those around us. If we don't take care of that first, then we start getting zapped and edgy. Doesn't matter how sweet you are. Doesn't matter how good you are as a person. You won't have a whole lot for your husband for very long unless you first have that relationship with God. Amen? Amen. Also, the next thing is to pour into your husband. You may say, but Cindy, I have got 8 kids. Let me tell you, the greatest thing you'll ever do, you know, if you try ministering to those 8 kids before you do their daddy, you're not going to have anything left over for daddy. And do you know what happens there? They suffer. You may think that you're doing a great job. You may think that this is your priority, but the real priority comes back to their daddy, because when you're pouring into that relationship with your husband, guess what? They all benefit. Your children are watching. They're watching everything you do. You may be surprised. As a matter of fact, I've always known my kids were watching my relationship with their daddy. For one thing, they talked about it all the time. And they get tickled. They'd say, I love how you love my daddy, or I love how you love my mommy. And they were watching us. But it's even more now. I mean, I have an empty nest. And my son gets married a week from Saturday. Can y'all believe it? I'm just sitting back going, wow, we'll celebrate some after this, you guys. But no, seriously, I was recording a little interview that I pray the audio came out okay. I've got to try to get it online a little bit later today. And if you are on my mailing list, you guys, watch out, because I'm going to send you a link to Matthew and Whitney's website a little later today. If you're not on my mailing list, hey, go ahead and sign up today at MomToMomRadioShow.com or CindyRushton.com. You can even go to CindyRushton.com and look for my e-zines. I've got some links to them. You can go to CindyRushton.com/subscribe.html. But anyway, long story short, I did an interview where I asked them to tell their story of how God has brought them together and how they've been getting to know each other over the past few months and how they have, you know, how God prepared them for each other. It's really a sweet little interview. But one thing that Whitney said was about how she appreciated knowing that I had been praying for her all through the years, and that she was talking to me the other day, and she was talking about how much she appreciates our marriage. Our marriage. Now, this is my future daughter in love, and I say I love her. She's so amazing. But this is my daughter in love here who's watching. We're not just talking about the kids when they were little, but we're talking about as adults. They're watching. And so, you know what? If we pour into them before we pour into our marriage, it's going to not be real integrity. You know, we can say we love our husband. We can say that we respect and honor and submit to them. But if the kids are running, if they're running the house, or if they are the sole focus that we have, we're in trouble. Our marriages are going to be in trouble. Just look at John and Kate plus 8. Both of those adults have said in interview after interview, I was reading one last night just to see the update, but it's all about we want for everything to be good for the children. Well, first of all, they're getting a divorce, which is absolutely insane to think that that is the very best for the children, because all of you who have ever been divorced or you've been child of divorce, you know it's tough. And I'm not saying that people want to be there, but in their case, my goodness, both of them have put so much into the kids, no wonder they're where they're at. You may say, that's hard, Cindy. Well, it's honest. If they just had a Titus 2 person, a woman coming and stepping up and maybe saying, hey, you guys, here is the problem we see. The whole country can see the problem. Those priorities, the disrespect, see, if the children are the focus and they're the center, you're going to have a very messed up marriage. You know, she got so used to being a mom first that she was basically barking out orders at her husband so disrespectfully. I can't stand it. I just can't stand it. When some of the last shows they were together, I was like, oh, my goodness. And where are we as the body of Christ not coming alongside of this family and saying, look, this is where you guys are. We need to be honest. Maybe other people are saying it like I am. I hope and pray that they get it. I pray for them, that family, because that family influences so many families. But if you're looking at them as an example of how, well, other families have the children first. Well, families that are messed up. Families that are messed up every single time. Look at Scripture. I mean, I'm not making this up myself. Look at Scripture where you see Isaac and Rebecca. Each of them put the kids before each other. It's obvious because they were so busy taking care of that child that was their favorite child that it was messy. Do you see? No, we want integrity in our relationships. And if we put our relationships in the proper order, God, our spouse, our children, then others, then I believe that we will have more than enough to pour out to other people, and you will see real integrity in relationships. Another thing, we want integrity in our home life. As a matter of fact, we want for our home life, we want integrity in our home life, our business, our ministry, our public life. We want to be the same, living consistently by God's absolute standards in all these areas of life, whether we are seen or not seen. That's real integrity. We want integrity in all areas of our life, in our responsibilities, in our finances, every area of our life, to where what you see is never a surprise. Integrity is being the same. You know, when no one is looking, when you think no one's looking, I should say that, because even when you think no one's looking, at minimum, you have those little ones that are always looking. They know whether it matches up. You have that spouse that is, they always know the real story. You know, I would cringe. As a matter of fact, one of my things I do as an accountability in my ministry and my business, I sit down regularly, about every week to every couple weeks, and I say, okay, how am I doing? Is this, am I being a person of integrity? I need to know that what, you know, that you're not sitting back rolling your eyes going, oh, if they only knew her. That would be devastating. You know, I think that's why a lot of kids turn away from the church when their parents are in leadership in the churches. It's because they see a different person in the pulpit than what they see at home. No, no, no. We want to be women of integrity from the inside out, meaning that we are the same when people are not looking or when we think people are not looking. We want to be the same. Integrity is consistency. You know what you get at any given time, because there is an absolute that is a foundation. There are godly principles that are a foundation, so you get more consistency. You know, if we are basing what we do on what we feel or what we think, especially if our thinking's off, hello, if we're basing the way we live upon whether we are motivated spiritually, emotionally, mentally, whatever it is, if we base it on feelings or thoughts or what we're in the mood for, we're in trouble. We are truly in trouble. If we base it on who we're around at the time, we're in trouble. If we base it on our health, we're in big trouble. We need to have integrity that is consistent, that people can know what they get. And that means even to our husband and our kids, especially them. You know, at this passage, I just think it's very interesting. The heart of her husband safely trusts in her, or he has confidence in her. You know, you can't have confidence in something that's inconsistent or someone who is flighty, who's moody. You know, I battled this one, and it was so difficult, especially when I was battling depression, because I was so all over the place. And, you know, I remember that time, that place where I got to a point and I said, you know, God, I can't do this anymore. I can't even bear the thought that this is what my family gets from life with me. God, heal me from this depression. Oh, Lord, heal me and help me to be able to be solid, rock solid. And, you know, it took taking good care of myself. You know, I've been on a journey of that for over, let's see now, about 12 years. I've been on a journey of learning what it really means. Even last week, I went to my trainer. I meet with her on Fridays, and sometimes earlier in the week if I'm on the road and I can't go in on a Friday. But I meet with her, and last Friday I went in, and I had just a really rotten, very difficult, lots of trials kind of week. It was just one of those weeks. And a lot of pressures on me, which, you know, part of it was I was in the middle of doing a lot of things, like my business. We always file extensions with our taxes, so it seems that we're like on the at the very end of our at the very end on the last few days, always getting our taxes in. As a matter of fact, they're right now ready today to be filed by October 15th. Have you looked at the date? And so I was pressured with that. I was pressured with just some of the to-dos on the wedding that are just things that only I can do because they're my parts in the wedding, with traveling and all the family things. And, yeah, I still have a lot of family things I have to deal with. Plus, it just seemed like last week was one of those weeks where I had techie problems with my business. My computer was doing crazy. I mean, it was just one of those weeks. And I told her that it actually had been one of these months. And she said, you know, Cindy, you've moved right back to where you were at the very beginning of this journey. She said, it's so easy for us to slip back there. And she said, you know, one of your problems has been that you take care of everybody else, and then you're last. And she said, it's time to switch it back. It's time to get back where you are, and you're going to see things change. She said, I know you're stressed, but you've got to learn how to stay consistent with stress and troubles, and you're always going to have them pop up from time to time. So you've got to learn how to be rock solid through that. And, you know, I sat there crying like a baby because I knew she pegged me. She's been a friend through the years, but can I tell you that she never really knew that part of me that you could just, now you guys know me, you know what I'm saying? Y'all, I guess y'all all do know me better than I think you do. But I'm telling you, I don't think I'm that different from all of you. There's something about women that we all have a tendency, it's easier to take care of everybody else but ourselves, isn't it? Can y'all help me here? Give me an amen. Because I find that this, it's way easier for me to do that. But you know, when I do that, everybody suffers because I am not all there emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, and relationally. Yes, we do need to step up and say, Lord, help us to have a consistency that is rock solid. Help me to be able to take good enough care of myself that I am rested, I'm nourished, I'm fit enough to feel good and be all there all the time. If we're not, we need to pull back. I'm the first one to say, yeah. As a matter of fact, y'all know that this weekend I'm excited because I have a few things I'm doing this week that are getting ready. My husband, he's got a big competition this weekend in field target. Keep him in your prayers. We want victory. I want to come back and tell you guys he won. But he is vying for the top this year, and I'm so excited for him. But, you know, this week while he's doing that, you know what? I have decided this is my week to just take care of myself. I'm actually taking my swimming suit and, of course, my gym clothes and everything. I'm going to do a lot of just relaxing. I know the place has got a pool. I know I'll be the only person at the pool during the day while the guys are shooting. And you better believe I am going to pull back and have some time with God. All I'm taking is my stuff to have quiet time with God, and I am ready for it. You know, we've got to do that to have a consistency. A consistency. It's not an extra for us to pull apart and take time with God. It's not an extra for us to invest in ourselves physically. Our health is vital. It's not an extra for us to invest in that time pulled apart to refill and reconnect with God and with those that we love. That's not an extra. Those are not extras. Those are essentials because we have got to be all there all the time. That is what being dependable is all about. If we think we're being dependable because we are, quote, dying to ourselves, which I think a lot of Christian women miss it on dying to self. Dying to self means we die to our flesh, the sin, the natural tendencies that we have. It doesn't mean that we are dying to live in God. Christ died so that we don't have to live a life that is subject to death and sin. He died so we could have an abundant life. So he wants for us to live today. And integrity, if we want to have integrity, we're going to have to be living, really tuning in, keying in, being there so that we can be consistent. Integrity is also being real. It's being authentic, sincere, genuine, and real honest. You know, I am amazed at what I see in myself, and this is why I'm going to say it for me first, because I'm amazed at how often I don't want to show when I'm bleeding or when I'm hurting. You know, part of it is a tactic with the enemy that we don't ever let him see us bleed, because if he sees us bleed and he detects the blood, you know what he's going to do. He's going to hit you so hard in that area until you look like it doesn't get to you. You do have to play the game with Satan a little bit there. And, of course, I say play the game, but that is your reality. You've got to stand firm in what God is doing in you. Yes, but I think a tendency that we have that's kind of detrimental to even each other is when we act like everything's great, everything's perfect, and we don't get real and honest about what we struggle with. You know, one of the reasons I've written the books I've written, one of the reasons I teach the talks I teach, right where I'm at, I don't try to get perfect before I share what I'm sharing. Like this today, I'm telling you guys some different things, slipping things in, telling you the application of where it's hitting me right now, because I'm going to tell you this study is all over me right now. But one of the things is that God has convicted me of is how important it is for people to know that life, this life in this world, bad things happen to really good people. You're not alone when the enemy hits you. You're not alone when life comes at you full force and you are struggling. You're not alone. You're not alone when you look at this passage of Scripture and you feel overwhelmed thinking, will I even match up? Maybe I should highlight that section in black. You know what I mean? Okay, that's a joke. But, you know, I think when we look at integrity and being dependable, it all comes down to, are we willing to just be real? Are we willing to be authentic, to show who we really are, to be sincere, genuine, honest, really honest about what it's all about? I'm not going to mince words. Having an empty nest is fabulous in so many ways, and it is probably the most difficult season that I have gone through in a long time, because it's a tough place to in that in between. You know, I know several of my friends who are all the way, you know, they've moved past some of the difficulties of letting go, the difficulties of letting your kids make their own decisions and make mistakes and mess up and come back from that. They've been past it, and they've been able to see there's a certain wisdom anytime you're in a season and you move on into that season and you're past some of the obstacles and some of the struggles. There's just a sweet place to being just past it, to where you have enough experience to go, oh, this is not so bad. I'm going to make it through everything that comes this way. You know what I'm saying? Because I remember when I got there homeschooling the kids. I remember when I got there after having toddlers. You know, I remember through those years. And this, I know, I mean, things are already easier than they were easy, but there are some real difficulties. And I would be very fake and doing you a disservice to not admit it. In fact, you can look for, in a few years, a book on the empty nest for me, because I feel like that I have felt so many strange things, and I've had no one out there except for my friends that I, you know, whenever I, you don't want to call them every day when you're going through something, but, you know, I've had some friends who have, whenever I've said, this is what I felt, goodness, this has been difficult, and they say, yeah, I did too. To just validate that was nice. So, yeah, there's going to be a book. But you know what? I would be lying to tell you that everything's peachy keen and it's all wonderful. Yeah, there are wonderful things about it. But there's some really tough stuff that goes on this season. And, you know, as women who are dependable, we have to be honest about those things. We have to be honest. I remember when I first told everybody I was battling with depression, I kept it to myself for almost a full year. While God was bringing me back, and when God healed me, I guess it was a couple months after, I remember being at an event. It was a real personal event. Actually, I was booked for some big events, and I had a group of moms who were kind of leadership who asked me to come into a home just to minister to them. And so while I was in the area ministering to the big group, I went and ministered to this smaller group. And that night, one of the moms was really struggling. And I stopped. I let go of my program, you know, for the moment, and I said, you know, I just want to stop here. We need to talk about this, because I've been right where you are, and God is bringing me out of depression. When I told them that, it was interesting how everybody but one person in the room, and I'm talking about over 20 women in leadership, started weeping and getting real about things. And they shared that they had struggled with depression then, that they were right, some of them were smack dab in the middle of its grip. Some were just battling to stay away from it again, but they had struggled in that area. And I just wonder what the tone would have been. Would we have played games that day if I hadn't just got real and said, this is just being honest. This is where I've been. This is what I have been going through this past year. Do you know, it was a beautiful time of ministry that night. Not because of Cindy, but because, I mean, they were ministering to my heart. Part of that I still equate with my healing. Because Satan had told me, oh, Christian women don't get depressed. You must have something wrong with you. You must be in sin. You must be doing something wrong. Oh, you must not be as spiritual as you think you are. And you know, I have to tell you, that's just exactly how he had been hitting me. And you know, when I just opened up and said, I struggled, I've been struggling, I'm, you know, this is better now, but this has been a struggle for me. When I opened up, actually, it opened up a whole different sphere of ministry for me. You know, integrity takes a woman being open and honest and genuine and real. And I'm not talking about complaining and griping and grumbling and wanting pity. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a strong woman has to be real inside out. That's what people will find as dependable. Integrity is being steadfast, complete, whole, and entire. You know, this is the person that is okay in their skin. That's what we mean. You know, it means that we get exact, that what you see is exactly what you get. What you see is consistent. You're going to get it next time you're around them. You're not going to be surprised when you see them off somewhere else. This is a woman who is dependable. She has integrity from the inside out. No surprises, no letdowns. You know what you get. Even her husband has full confidence in her. She does him and others good. She does not let him or others down. She's a godly woman who is dependable. What else does dependable mean? Well, dependable also means that we are faithful. It means to be faithful. Yes, if there's one person that someone can rely on, it's you. Now, this can be dangerous. I just want to tell you, I'm not talking about the woman that everybody calls because she can't say no. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about to be a faithful person. It brings dependability to a different level. It means it's a person who is reliable, steadfast, and consistent, just like I was just talking about, one with integrity. It means that you are loyal. Now, this is the biggie. You know, in the scripture where we're talking about the husband in Proverbs 31, and we're talking about for the heart of her husband has confidence in her, you know what? She's going to be loyal to him. She's going to, and I'm not talking about just in one area. I'm talking about in words, in actions, and in attitudes. She's not going to betray a confidence he has in her, whether it is with her mouth, with her body, with her actions, even with an attitude she has. Do y'all see what I'm saying? Man, this is tough, isn't it? But we're loyal. It means that they can count on you. They can count on you. You're going to be that person that is there when everybody else walks out on your husband. When they're all alone. You know, the Bible says in Genesis chapter 2 that it is not good for a man to be alone, or for man, meaning even you. It's not good for you to be alone. That's why God's created an intimacy in the marriage relationship. It's not good that we are alone. And so they need to know that when everybody else bails on them, that you're faithful to the end. You're going to be there with them. Others need to be able to count on us to adhere to the truth. They need to know that we will do God's will. If it hurts, if it's easy, we're going to stick to who we really are. We're going to stick to who God has designed for us to be. We're going to stick to God's way. It means that we're constant in our duties. Now, really, being faithful means that you're constant in your duties. You know, does this make sense when you look at this whole passage? That this whole passage from Proverbs 31 is about a woman who is constant in her duties. Let me read it again from the Net Bible, because just think of it in this light, how you can depend on this woman. Who can find a wife of noble character? For her value is far more than rubies. The heart of her husband has confidence in her. He has no lack of gain. She brings him good and not evil all the days of her life. Do you see that faithfulness, that dependability there? She obtains wool and flax. She's pleased with the work of her hands. She is like the merchant ship. She brings her food from afar. She also gets up while it is yet night and provides food for her household and a portion to her female servants. She considers a field and buys it. From her own income, she plants a vineyard. She begins her work vigorously. She strengthens her arms. She knows that her merchandise is good, and her lamp does not go out in the night. Her hands take hold of the distaff, and her hands grasp the spindle. She extends her hand to the poor. She reaches out her hand to the needy. She's not afraid of the snow for her household, for all of her household are clothed with scarlet. She makes for herself coverlets. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is well known in the city gate when he sits with the elders of the land. She makes linens and sells them, and she supplies merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and honor. She can laugh at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and loving instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also praises her. Many daughters have done valiantly, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord will be praised. Give her credit for what she has accomplished and all her works. Praise her in the city gates. Take a peek at this. Do you look at all these different areas? In all these different areas, the godly woman is constant. She's faithful to her duties. She's faithful to her duties in marriage, in mothering, in ministry, in home business, in home management, in homeschooling, in finances, in faith, even her reputation at the gates. Her reputation is one of being a faithful woman. Yes, being faithful means that you're constant in all your duties. It also means that you're true to the marriage covenant. In fact, that's what the Webster's 1828 dictionary says. It says, and it uses it as a faithful wife as an example of faithfulness or being faithful. It's true to the marriage covenant. Go back to that passage. Her husband has confidence in her and has no lack of gain. She will bring him good, not evil, all the days of her life. This is a woman who understands that she is in covenant with her husband, and she's in covenant with God to be faithful, absolutely faithful. Her husband has no fear. He can safely trust in her. He can have confidence in her. He can believe in her. She's going to do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She's constant, not fickle. Oh, yeah. In fact, this is a definition also in the Webster's 1828 dictionary, and it talks about her as a faithful lover and friend. Yeah. In the Webster's 1828 dictionary, I love that dictionary, by the way. You can look up words online, and I recommend it. When you're studying something like this passage, look up the words. Sometimes I think we know what it means, but I'm telling you, I love this. She's constant, not fickle. You know, when we're talking about intimacy, our husband needs to know that when he comes home, that you're going to affirm him in his masculinity, that you're going to be constant, that he can depend on it. He doesn't have to try to gamble with his sex life. He can trust you to be constant, not fickle. She's rock solid. You know, we talked about that last week. If you missed last week, by the way, go back and listen to last week's lesson. I didn't pull any punches, but, you know, I talked about being rock solid. This picture of this is being so faithful that she's like a polished cornerstone, according to Scripture. And if you look at a cornerstone, the picture here, literally, you know, a cornerstone is that stone that the entire structure is built upon. That, like a home, when you're building a home, the cornerstone is what everything's built upon. It bears the weight of the home, but it's also what everything else lines up with. I'm talking about if that were off, everything else is going to be off and will fall. It will fall. It won't be able to handle the storms of life. There's a big calling to be a godly woman. It's priceless. You're priceless. You're precious. You are so important. You're so vital. But to be a godly woman, we have to be dependable. And being dependable means that we are faithful. We are rock solid. We are polished cornerstones. Not just that cornerstone, but that we are polished. We have a refinement. We have an elegance. We have a beauty to us that is alluring. That's what being a faithful woman is all about. We're also true and worthy of belief. Wow. You know, I think that sometimes that could sound heavy. But what I'm saying here, dear friends, is that you are worthy of believing in. Step up. because a godly woman is dependable. You can depend upon her to be faithful. You can have full confidence that she will be faithful in all the areas of her life, all the days of her life. She's faithful. Another thing that you can see in a dependable godly woman is no hypocrisy. Now, I have to tell you that this is a word that personally is one of my personal pet peeves. I see this word thrown around an awful lot. Most often it's used incorrectly because when I hear it used, typically it's talking about every Christian. They're just hypocritical. They're not perfect. They don't live like God would live. Well, you know what? We're not God. And on behalf, as a Christian, I have to tell you, I'm not perfect. I'm not going to pretend to be perfect. But I do serve a perfect risen Savior who died on my behalf to empower me and give me power over the things I struggle with. And I struggle just like anybody else. The difference between a Christian and a non-Christian is that we have something a non-Christian cannot have. When they go through struggles, they don't have the power to overcome those struggles. We do. It doesn't mean we're not going to have struggles. It doesn't mean we're not going to have temptations. But we have power to overcome those struggles and those temptations. It doesn't mean that we'll always choose to be perfect any more than the person that doesn't have Christ does. Because it's choice after choice after choice after choice. And we bomb. There are times that we follow our flesh. But that is not hypocrisy. You know, that is not hypocrisy. It's actually a person who is human. God knows that. That's why he made full provision. He covers us with the blood of Christ so that we can eternally be safe and sound. Knowing that, we're going to blow it. But it's covered by the blood. All we have to do is repent. And we can be in perfect relationship with God. That's something that a person without Christ does not have. So when we fail, when we make mistakes, when we sin, or even when we do sin and we do bomb, that's not hypocrisy. Hypocrisy, instead, is one who simulates. One who simulates. They act like there's something that they're not. There's a big difference. And I want to tell you, there's a lot of sinners in the church who act like they're Christians and they haven't got any fruit. And yet they are the hypocrites. There are a lot of them. There are even Christians who will simulate and act like there's something in their faith that is just a false facade. And I admit that. But you see, the godly woman who is dependable allows no hypocrisy. She will not settle for simulating, acting like she's something that she's not, acting like she's devout, yet behind the closed doors, she's a different person. She's not going to settle for acting like she's committed when she's really not. She's not going to act like she's moral and yet really be a counterfeit. She's not going to simulate. She's not going to conceal her real character and motives. You know, actually, that's a lie. It's a lie. That's hypocrisy in its finest. But a godly, dependable woman is one that's not going to conceal who she really is. You know, I make mistakes every day. And I pray that you see the difference between a person who is human and who is a real person versus a person who is pretending to be something she's not. I'm not pretending to be something I'm not. I am way too honest. You know, it's so funny. The other day I was talking to my husband, and you have to know that with working out with my trainer, one of the things I have to do is every week I write down my diet. I mean, I'm keeping details of my diet and working out, my weight, my measurements. I'm keeping everything very, very detailed. And I want to tell you, if you want to really whip some your weight into shape, I see this is a big hole that I had before that kept me from being able to really, really get the weight off and get fit and healthy. It was a big hole because I can see things. When I'm counting fat grams and I can see what everything is and I'm being honest, writing it down and adding it up, I can, if I'm honest with myself, I can see where the problems are, and I can see why I'm having success or not. Do you know what I'm saying here? You see, it was so funny the other day we were talking, and I said something. I forgot what I said. And my husband said, you don't have to write it down. I said, oh, yeah, I do. I said, you know I have to write it down because guess what? If I don't write that down, she can read my face. And he said, yeah, you're pretty obvious. He said, anybody can read into you, and they can see inside out. I'm so transparent on everything. And it's like I told him, I said, something about me is like I'm a vomit mouth. I know that sounds gross, but I it's like I just spit it all out. Anything that I'm struggling with, anything that is a struggle with eating or with working out, even personally things that are distracting me from staying motivated, it just comes out. You know, that's not a bad thing. Instead, I think that's probably one of my greatest qualities. It's probably one of the reasons you're listening to me today. I hope that that's something that you say, I feel comforted. But you see, the godly woman, you can depend on her. There's no hypocrisy. She's not concealing who she really is. She's not trying to hide it. She's transparent, letting you see within. She doesn't have a deceitful appearance, a false pretense. She doesn't appear to be righteous and virtuous. She's not a counterfeit of religion. That's what hypocrisy is. Instead, the Proverbs 31 woman is the real deal. Now, I'm not saying she's perfect. Far from it. None of us is perfect. And if anybody wants to throw a stone at a godly woman because she's not perfect, well, I just think that you first need to turn around and look in the mirror, because none of us is perfect. None. The Bible has declared it. You can believe it from, I'll shout it from the rooftops. None of us is perfect. No, not one. Only Jesus Christ. Only Jesus Christ, not any of the rest of us are perfect. So I'm not saying that the Proverbs 31 woman, the godly woman, is perfect. I'm also not saying that she does everything the way that she wants. Because I know, even if you look in Scripture, Paul describes, Paul, who could be a more amazing person as a Christian than the Apostle Paul? But Paul talks about how that when he wants to do the right thing, when he wants to do the godly thing, how he ends up doing the ungodly thing, and he doesn't want to do the ungodly thing, but there seems to be no power over not doing the ungodly thing, because when he sets out to do the godly thing, he does the ungodly thing. Well, I'm not saying that you always do everything you want, and you do it the way that you want to do it, but what I'm saying is that the godly woman is a real deal. She doesn't always please everybody. You know, I've heard a lot of people sling back at me, you know, when they got mad at me about something where I said, you know, I just can't do this. This is not what I believe. I've heard people say, you know, get angry and try to pressure me by my Christianity of, well, that's not what a Christian person does, really. It doesn't mean we always please people. It doesn't mean that we always do what everybody else wants. But instead, it means that we're the real deal. We are a model, a mentor, somebody that you could say, I can learn from that person. You can learn from their life. She opens it up to others. She lets them in. She has a genuine faith, an authentic life. There's no hiding. There's no mask that she's wearing. There's no hypocrisy. She is not a superwoman. She doesn't have hidden sins. Instead, she's clean. She hasn't got no junk and no drama that she's carrying around on her shoulders. She's the real deal. You can depend on a godly woman to have no hypocrisy. What else does it mean to be dependable? Well, it means to be who you say you are. There's no room for anything less. She looks at Proverbs 31, and, you know, when we look at Proverbs 31, we see a big bill. We see a really big life to step up to, don't we? A big calling, a big vision. Often it seems like an impossibility for us to get there. But do you want to know what I see? I see a woman who doesn't play games and put on appearances. Look at Proverbs 31 and just really look at it from this perspective. She's focused. She's committed. She knows who she is, and she's busy being all that. She is exactly what she says she is. You can depend on her to be the real deal. She's not going to put on airs. She's not going to act like something she's not. Instead, she's dependable. Throughout this entire passage, you see a woman that she's not playing around. She's exactly who she says she is. She does exactly what she says that she does. And that does bring me to the next thing. She does what she says she's going to do. And come hell or high water, you're going to find that you can depend upon a godly woman to be true to her word. She may not commit to everything. She may not do everything that everybody else wants her to do. But she's going to be true to her word. You know, through the years, I remember my children, they would come and ask me for different things, or they'd ask me if they could do something. And it'd be, you know, something I didn't feel like I could necessarily commit to, because there's nothing I struggle more with than seeing people that tell you they'll do something, and you can probably look at them when it's coming out of their mouth and see the big question mark on their forehead. Well, you know, I consider my word to be very valuable, that if I say I'm going to do something, I do it. I finish it. I will, no matter what it takes, if it means literally busting hell wide open, I'm going to do it. And, you know, I remember my daughter many, many times coming to me and saying, well, can't you just say yes? And if it ends up being no, I said, no. I say yes. My yes is yes. My no is no. That's very biblical. In fact, the scripture tells us to let our yes be yes and our no be no. A godly woman is going to do exactly what she says. You know, I did not ever want my children to get the impression that just to make them feel better, that I would say yes, they could do something, and then for me to renege on it. You know, I'm not an Indian giver. I'm not a person that will make you feel good by telling you yes. If it means down to the very last second, I'm going to make sure I can be true to my word when I say yes. And I'd rather my children have a surprise yes than for them to always be let down by me. Yeah, the godly woman does what she says she will do. You can see this in Proverbs 31, that this woman, she does exactly what she says she's going to do. Her husband has complete confidence. Her children, at the end, can rise up and bless her, call her blessed, because she's been that woman who fulfilled her calling. She didn't let them down. She did what she said she would do. As a matter of fact, if you look at Proverbs 31, pretty much all the things that it's talking about, she's completed. Do you see? She's a woman of her word. Regardless of the pressures, regardless of the sacrifices, a godly woman does what she says. It still happens. Because the godly woman is dependable. You can trust and believe in her to do what she says. That's not all. There's more. The godly woman is dependable. She is always the same, consistently the same, all the time, everywhere. Now, you may say, Cindy, I struggle with that. Well, don't we all? But the godly woman is going to have the margin in her life to be able to be the same all the time, everywhere. You get the same person. You know, nothing is more difficult for people to be around than a person that is friendly and kind one day and snots people off the next day. That's not a godly woman. No one wants that person that is calm one day and all the pieces the next. They want that same person. They want them to be all there, all the time, everywhere. You get the same person. You get what you've gotten before. You know what to expect in her character, to the point that her husband safely trusts in her, that he has full confidence in her to do him good and not harm all the days of his life. Now, I mean, that's big, isn't it? But that means she's the same. He has confidence that he's not going to get a curveball in who he's married. Probably the hardest days for Harold ever were when I was battling with depression. You know, I had so depleted myself. I tried to be Little Miss Perfect, tried to be Little Miss Superwoman, and that's not what we mean by the same. I had tried to be all things to all people. I tried to be there for everybody, tried to take care of everybody else long before I took care of myself. That's not what we're talking about here. That you can bet that person's going to crash. I did. I'm going to tell you, I crashed big. And boy, That so broke my husband. He struggled because, see, he loves knowing that if he calls me, he's got a listening ear. He doesn't, he can trust that if he's fallen, all the world's falling to pieces, he can come home and he's got a shelter. He's got a place that's solid. And during that time, it was so difficult for him. He didn't know what to expect. You know, he might get happy Cindy, or he might have got Cindy who's in tears. And there's nothing wrong with having tears along the journey. That's not what we're talking about here. What we're talking about is the same person, not up and down and all around and flighty and all over the place. No, she's not going to be different every time you're around. She's consistent emotionally, mentally, spiritually, relationally. She's reliable. You can count on her to always be the same. She's the real deal. You know, being the real deal, when you're really who you really are, it's so easy to be the same. And you can depend upon the godly woman to be the same all the time, everywhere. And then finally, and of course, you know, I could probably go on all day with this topic, because when we're looking at how dependable a godly woman is, it's not just these things. I mean, this is just some of the things that God has put on my heart for me to be and to live out. There's so much more, but this is one I think is also very, very important that I want to bring out to you, that to be dependable means that you finish what you start. Think back over this passage. You know, I kind of mentioned it in the last point. When you're looking at Proverbs 31, 10 through 31, can you see that in this passage we see not only what she does, but we kind of see the end result? You know, this means that she's not flighty, starting things and never finishing. She's focused, she's committed. She digs in and she works until she's done. She keeps on until she has finished, completed. Boy, this is so important. She works to the end. She never quits. She doesn't fade out. You know, this is so important because the calling is today. You know, I was talking with one of my friends yesterday at the gym, and I love her to pieces, and she said that one of the things that she's been doing is she's not trying to do everything all at one time. Instead, every day she wakes up and she says, what am I doing today? What one thing? What's next? What's the next thing? What am I doing? And you know, it doesn't matter what you're looking at, whether it's homeschooling, whether it is your marriage, whether it is mothering, whether it is mentoring someone, whether it is writing or having a business, whether it is having a ministry, whether it's losing weight, whether it's taking care of your finances. You know, the way we get there and that we finish what we start, that we get to success, the way we do it is just one step at a time. You know, I think that so often we think it's all up to us and that we've got to come up with the whole plan, we've got to come up with the whole way. And yet, God is calling us just to walk with Him, to let Him carry that load for us, to be yoked up with Him where He's bearing the brunt of the load, so that we can be successful and finish, that we can walk that step, that journey step by step. You know, God doesn't ask us to rush ahead and run ahead. That's when we get in a mess. But He's asked for us to be dependable and to finish what we start. That when we commit to something, we do it with everything we've got, one step at a time till we finish. You know, that is exactly what the Proverbs 31 woman does. You can depend on the Proverbs 31 woman. She's going to finish what she starts. And I just love how even at the end of this passage, it says that, you know, that she give her credit for what she has accomplished. Let her works praise her in the city gates. It calls out for a praise for her because she does what she's called to do. You know, my prayer is that when my days are over here on this earth, that those who look upon all my life, that they can say, she ran the race. She finished well. She did what she was called to do. She didn't get flighty all over the place, get flighty and go all, buzzing here and buzzing there and doing this and doing that and never, ever doing what really mattered. She did what mattered, and she finished it. She finished well. Well, my friends, where are you? Where are you today? Are you dependable? You know, I'm not saying this to get in your business and hurt your feelings. You know that by now. But are you dependable? Will you be dependable? Can your husband depend upon you? Can your children depend upon you? Can your family and friends really depend upon you? My sweet friend, I know they can. I know they can. I have no doubt whatsoever they can depend on you. Just step up to that call. Be that woman of integrity. Have integrity from the inside out. Be faithful. I'm talking about faithful in every area of life. Allow no hypocrisy. Instead, be real, genuine. Be who you say you are. Do what you say you'll do. Be consistent, the same, and finish what you start. You know, becoming a Proverbs 31 woman can seem like such an impossible call, but remember, it is one step at a time. It's not, you don't have to do all this right this second. You just have to be who God has called you to be right this second. Today, right now, are you dependable? I'm not asking where you've been in the past. I'm asking you, today, will you be dependable right now? Will you be trustworthy? Will you embrace that you are priceless? I mean, all these things that we're going to be studying, even in the upcoming weeks, today, remember, it's just one step at a time, one choice at a time, one task at a time. Will you be dependable on this thing today? Will you make a choice today that lets others know that they can rely on you? You know, because if you'll do it today and then tomorrow is a new day and you do it tomorrow, when you look back over the years, you're going to look back with satisfaction. Yes, your works will praise you. Your works will bring you honor and a godly reputation in the gates. But today, just commit to be dependable, to be a godly Proverbs 31 woman. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I just come before you, and I thank you so much for this show, and I thank you so much for this technology. I thank you for making it run smooth today. God, you know I needed that today, and I just praise you for it because I know you're doing the miracles to make that happen. And God, I thank you so much for this study, for quickening it upon my spirit and moving upon my heart to teach this topic during this series. God, you're moving in my heart and challenging me and you to keep my focus before me. And I pray today that you challenge my dear friends to be focused, knowing that, hey, this is not something that they can't do. They can do all things through Christ Jesus who lives within them. They are victorious. They are more than conquerors. And God, remind them today that their dependability is all about their relationship with you. God, I pray that they'll draw close to you, that they'll let you just overflow on top of them, and that as they live a life seeking to serve you with all areas of their life, that, Lord, they will truly become that godly woman that they desire to be. Lord, we know that as they do, they will be dependable. They will be someone that others know what they get and that they want that. And God, I just pray today that you bless every person that listens to this audio. I pray that, Lord, you challenge us to step up. Nothing is needed more in this culture today than real, authentic, dependable, godly women. And God, I pray that today we will commit to be the real deal, to step up and to just be ourselves, be who you called us to be. God, I thank you that you have that kind of trust in us. And Lord, I pray that we will be a glory and an honor to you. Thank you, Jesus. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, you guys, I want to thank you so much for joining me today. I want to thank you for joining Mom to Mom Radio Show. Do you know you are the one who makes this show possible? It's not about me, because I'll tell you, I couldn't do it myself without you being here and being faithful and joining with me. I want to thank all of you who come into the chat room. I want to thank all of you who come to the website and listen live. I want to thank those of you who listen by download. I don't forget any of you. I just want to thank you for being there and for you being dependable for our show, because you truly are dependable. You mean so much to me, and I just want to thank you for that, because, you know, when I look at this show, this show is not possible without you being who you are, without you coming and joining us, without you giving me your feedback, without you being a part of what we're doing here. And so this show is truly for you. Now, if you are just joining us and getting to know us, I want to invite you today to just check out our website at momtomomradioshow.com. If you are here at Blog Talk Radio, my link is right there on my show page. And I want to encourage you just to check it out and maybe even listen to some of the archives. If you missed the other previous shows that we've recorded in this series, oh, check them out today, because we are digging into the scripture, really looking at what it means to be a godly woman. And, you know, I just love that we can dig into this bit by bit by bit. You know, before I've tried to teach this like as a topic, and I've never been able to do it justice. And I just appreciate that you guys are so supportive that you come alongside of us and you are joining us for this big study, because what it is, we're doing it right here live every week. We're digging in deep, and we're continuing bit by bit through this passage, looking at what it means to be a godly woman. And so I just want to thank you for being a part of that, but also want to let you know that we're going to be continuing this series here, and you're welcome to join us. Tell a friend to join us. Next week, we're going to be talking about what it means to be a blessing, to be a blessing. And boy, I'm looking forward to that, because I think it's going to fill your cup to overflowing to know what a blessing you are. I think sometimes we just need to be filled up to know who we really are, so that, first of all, we can get a vision and see it and run for it. But also, I think that we need it for encouragement, because sometimes I think we're so hard on ourselves that we sell ourselves short, and we don't realize how vital and how important we are, and just exactly what God thinks of us, and what those who love us think about us. So don't miss next week. And I just want to thank you again for joining me today. Check out my website at momtomomradioshow.com. Also, if you want more godly encouragement, hey, check out my website. You can find me at cindyrushton.com, and also you can see my blog at cindysdesktop.com. I think you guys will enjoy getting to know me better, and I pray you will. And so join me there, and you'll find articles and other audios and all kinds of fun stuff there. You'll also find links to all the other things I do. And so, hey, check it out. Well, you guys, I appreciate you coming and joining us today for this show, and I'm going to wrap it up, and I hope to see you again next week. Don't forget, we will record next week at 10 a.m. Central Time right here at Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, hey, if you missed the first of the show, or you missed any parts, or you just want to go back and listen and study and take some notes, don't forget, around the top of the hour, this show will be available for replay. Well, you guys, I hope you have a great week. And by the way, count down with me. We've got a week from Saturday till the big wedding, and I'm so excited. So count down with me. We've got some big things going on the next 2 weeks, and I'll keep you posted all along the way. Well, you guys have a great week, and I'll talk to you next time.